Story number 24, Command. A certain Sufi was asked by a man who was attending him, "You insist upon discipline and obedience and service of the Master. You demand that we do exactly what you command and that we never vary a command or criticize or oppose any individual." The Sufi said, "That is a true description of what I have required." "But," said the other man, "there seems to be no value in this, since you never command, and you do not give orders, and therefore we have no way of obeying you." The Sufi said, "All this training is for your own sake and for the sake of the work, this affair of ours. If it were for my sake, I would command and make you obey me. But because it is for you, and the command is for the sake of the command, I have to make certain that you will obey, and that you can serve, and that you can withhold criticism. These qualities are required for the time when they are required, and the occasion when they are required, not as something which is tested continually. If you have them, you have them. If you have not, acquire them by action and study. Obedience, for example, is not learned only by obeying me. It may be by obeying the circumstances in which you are set. It will go hard for you when these qualities are needed if you do not have them then. Having them is what is important. Merely displaying them is another matter."